Read some verses. As we know, we are in the Apostles' Feast or Fest, and we're supposed to, I believe we're supposed to focus on the service on that time. And this is how the apostles serve and how the church served in the beginning. You know that the book of Acts is the book of the work of the Holy Spirit in the apostles. And the book of Acts is really not only a story, but it's the life of the church going since the day of the Pentecost till now. It will never end till Christ will come and take the church back to be with Him always. If we look at this book only as a history book, I don't think we will receive any benefit from this book. Because the same foundation which the Lord put in the church at the beginning should be going till now until the end. Not only going, but growing as well. And there's key words in this book. I think you know that the word Spirit came in this book around 70 times. The word Spirit only. And the word witness came also 30 times in this book. So there's a relation between the Spirit of God and witnessing to God in the church. And for sure, if there's a Spirit of God and there's witnessing, I know you know these common words, and the Lord was daily on daily basis adding new people into the church. The reality now that few people are coming, but we always claim that we lose a lot. We lose a lot in our churches. Maybe we do a big effort in doing everything. I mean programs and retreats and we do everything. I mean I'm not saying we are honest, but at the same time, maybe we miss one of those foundations. And when I was just passing the book of Acts, there's one thing, and I want us to discuss it today together. But I'll read from John 16 first. John 16, verse 23 and 24, and then we'll go to the book of Acts directly.
And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Mm-hmm. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
Excellent. So twice he mentioned, should ask in what? In his name. I will not comment, but maybe verses from the book of Acts will see how the apostles use the name of Christ in the service, and truly how can we do this in our service, in our prayer, in whatever. Let us read first, it's like six verses, Acts 2, 21. We'll read the verses, then I will listen to you commenting.
And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
This is number one. And then 22, he said what?
Men of Israel, you hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth.
So he mentioned his name also. Look at chapter 3, verse 16.
And his name, through faith, is his name, now, has made man strong, whom you see and know, yes, the faith which comes through him has given him the perfect soundness of the presence.
Excellent. So in the first place said, whoever called the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then he said, by his faith this man was what? Was healed. And chapter 4, verse 12.
Nor is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
Okay, and the last verse is chapter 4, verse 30.
By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
Okay. So you see, they saw, wouldn't they use what? The name of Jesus Christ. So, why the Lord said, you'd ask in my name? What is the meaning of asking in his name? I'm not prepared, if I say in Jesus' name, that means it's okay. Because he said after this, whoever believes in his name shall be saved. First, whoever called the name of the Lord shall be saved. And by his name, by believing his name, this man was healed. And no name under heaven we can be saved except through the name of Christ. And then miracles and wonders shall be done in his what? In his name. So what is the meaning of using his name? And if it them always say, for Jesus Christ our Lord, right? Them and mention also what? His name. Even we add it in the Lord's Prayer at the end. So, why this name? In Philippians, he said he was giving name above all names. And now we're collecting the verses. So, why his name is so special? Now, look at Christ. Christ was given two names we know on earth. Yeah. First is what? Emmanuel. Right? God is what? With us. And number two is what is? Jesus, which means what? Save his people from their sins. So what is the relation between this and asking in his name? Emmanuel and Jesus. He is present with us. Plus, he is what? Exactly. This is his work. His work is to save. Like in Tani, what is unique about his name? Is it only his name?
It's the character behind the name.
Okay. What do you mean by the character of the name? Excellent. You cannot mention the name of someone. I mean, when I say,
could you help me?
Abuna Pshoy sent me to ask for something. If what I'm asking is quite different than Abuna's character, that means I'm in a problem. And Abuna's character is always, Abuna is honest. I cannot come and ask for something against his honest. That means I'm misusing what? His name. But if I ask things which really match with his name, that means what? Here we go. We can go like this. And people sometimes pray and pray in his name, but they claim God didn't what? Answer. And we shout in Jesus' name. But what you ask really was matching with his character, matching with his teaching, matching with his power or not. We cannot ask things out of his character and say, in your name it should be done. So the first key of knowing the power of His name is knowing whom? Him, Himself. When up till now, we are going step by step knowing God. The idea is not that we'll see miracles and wonders. Because miracles and wonders, God is using it till now, and He's still doing miracles. But those who really enjoy His miracles are the ones who know Him as a character. I mentioned opposite. The disciples, they know that He is powerful. They have seen Him arise from the dead, right? They saw Him, and they believed in Him. عشان كده He gave them what? The power. The first thing in the church, I mean, to have salvation, first to know whom? To know Christ. You will not know Christ without Him revealing Himself by the Holy Spirit. عشان كده, this is the connection, you know, Christ, when He wasn't with them, the service multiplied, the miracles multiplied, and the Lord was adding more. Christ and the cross, how many was with Him in the cross? 5-6 people. Those whom He served for 3 years and 6 months, no one was there. Surprisingly, after He left, after He wasn't with them physically, I mean, the Spirit led them to the same power, the same character of Christ, and they add more to the church. But the challenge was different. The challenge was bigger. And don't think, Nuhama, the challenge on the Pentecost was bigger than going to a small village, 2-2 like before, right? And have a short message. The kingdom of God is at hand. We cast out demons. And it happened. But adding more to the church, building up people in the church, saving people from the hand of the devil, putting people and planting the church, that's another story. This is a story of the Holy Spirit in His name. Shankara, when we pray, we should think more before we say what? In His name. And sometimes we feel that we prayed for such a person for years and nothing happened. Maybe he has to open his heart. But do you believe that if you pray in His name, your prayer was already there and God is doing His work with him? I didn't remember. Saul was watching the Palestinians, and Jonathan, his son, went alone with another one, right, with his guard, and he killed 600, right, something like this. And when his guard told him, we can't do, he said, God is able to save with little and with what? He's able. He will not stop saving. If we really trust and follow His character. So what was the character to close up this? First, whoever called the name of the name shall be saved. Calling means what? You really need, when you call someone, you want him to help you. You really have the desire to do what? To be helped. If my role with some people is to pray more for them, that they feel there is a need for whom? For Christ. They need Him. And we are serving, and especially in the States here, everything is pulling our people out from their mind, from their hearts. Their hearts from God. Everything. From media, everything. If they will not feel hungry and thirsty for God, they will not call Him. And maybe we pray sometimes that they may know Him. Yes. But maybe we should pray also, let us feel hungry and thirsty for whom? For you. In the book of Hosea said, I will put thorns in your way, right? I will plant that you may... I told them, you should call me my man. Sorry, my husband, not my man. But Arabic Allah, you will call me زوجي وليس بعلي. ان بعل حتى جاي من كلمه البعل هو الاله. لا هتدعوني زوج زوجي. And he pressed them in Egypt 400 years till they what? Till they cry. And then what? شفنا انه he is able to save easily if we really call his name and call upon him because we need him. عشان محتاجينه اكتر. But the name of Christ match with his character because we need him as a savior. We need him really. وبعدين secondly, what happened in the miracle? And Saint Peter told him, I have neither gold or what or silver. ودي برضو goes with the same idea of need. And maybe people need soap, I agree. They need a better life standard, I agree. Especially in Kenya or if they need it, they really need. But don't misunderstand, they don't need those things only. Above all, they need whom? Christ. They need him more than anyone else. Or you will do a temporary job. And if he give him only what he needs and left, God will use it. But if he misunderstand this, it will be in vain. في الآخر ولا حاجة حصل. The mother of يعني our saints in the church, even Mother Teresa, I don't think she gave this thing without Christ. She gave with whom? She touched their needs. For the man was begging as normal every day, expecting them to give them something. And Saint Peter did not took anything in his pocket. He said, I have no silver or gold. But look at this verse. What I have, I will give you. And this is a very important. What I have, I will give you. We as people who are serving, do we have something to give? What Saint Peter has in the name of whom? Of Jesus. This is what he has. By the way, if you look at this passage in Acts 3, this man was where? In the temple, right? For years. The temple couldn't heal him, right? And the high priest couldn't heal him. And the teaching only with doctrines couldn't heal him. One thing could heal him. Came from a very poor man outside. Someone who doesn't know, they were accused that they were ignorant, right? They know how to read and how to write. But what they had is much more than what all the others had. عشان كده they came in the name of whom? Jesus. Knowing him first, then call his name, صح. Or call his name that they may really have need and hungry and thirsty for him, and then he might fulfill what they need. Well, the last thing is no other name. Verse chapter 4:12. Read this verse again, please, Eddie.
But is
the
crying gold?
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
This is, call it period or full stop. Try any other thing. Nothing will happen. Nothing will change. But they have tried to offer. What was the end of the offering? Nothing. They have tried to know. We are trying. I'm not saying we're not trying. Our best. But does it really go with his name or without his name? I think sometimes now I'm paralyzed. I'm paralyzed. I'm stuck. Only you see yourself and the problem is ahead of you and خلاص. We have tried all ways. and maybe the problem is not in the heaven only. I'm part of this problem. I have to go back and revise my heart. And am I really following this name fully? Am I really knowing this name, knowing his character, growing with him day by day or not? The miracle is not the target. The target in who I, the target in the Messiah يكون معروف. What the target? The fathers, I read حتى على الفاضل يقولوا إنه they taught with their life, and their life was teaching. It's like a teaching. Yeah. علموا بأقوالهم. وأقوالهم كانت عمل حقيقي بيعملوه اللي خلى صح قديس إيلاريون يروح عند بائسة صح ويخش we go in this house of يعني sin و grab her out. إيه اللي خلاه عايز يجيب لها في واحد بيعمل إيه بيغفر و she felt forgiveness في مين في هو. The way he looked at her, the way he accommodated her weakness. خلاص, Christ now revealed that. Let him carry on. خلاص. Yeah. And I stuck sometimes with those verses, Abuna, and on daily he's adding. When you look around, daily what? Really, we are losing. But not by shouting, sorry, in you in Africa, like in Jesus' name I pray. حلو انك تقول كده, but do you really يعني in contact with his name or not? Sorry, I forgot one thing. وخلاص بقى. I tell you, this is what the devil fears. بجد, if you read Acts 4 again. Acts 4, 17.
But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name.
18? And 18?
So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
شايفين الورقة فين؟ In his name. Did we cast the demons on your name, صح? صح? قبل كده? شايف النيم بيعمل ايه? عشان كده حتى when you mention his name in the songs, حتى في الكنيسة في التراتيل ربنا ما حصل اسم الخطأ كده نقول بس النيم وخلاص. لكن النيم ده هو الكاركتر, هو knowing him, هو growing with him. أصدق أن هو يقدر يعمل, خلاص هيعمل. I'm done in his name. If you have a comment, أبونا please, أبونا بشوي, أبونا فولا, أو my brother and sisters,
سمعت قبل كده على موضوع النيم,
من
usually, يعني طبعا قبل now things are very يعني people are not as polite as before. بس before كان مثلا يقول Mr. فلان or Mrs. or Sir or حاجة زي كده. But you will never call anyone by his first name unless you know this person and you understand him. يعني ما حدش يقول لأبوه باسمه أو عمه باسمه. يعني الاسم ده no one can mention the name except those who are close. فإن إحنا نقول له أو he permits us to call him Jesus for his name, it means إن إحنا we got very very close as family and as friends, and the name becomes meaningful to me, like has deep meaning. The name comes with strong experience and relationship and knowledge and talking and يعني, that gives birth to depth to the name when it comes out of the together we used to call him Lord, God,
Jehovah,
and things like this. But now, yani the word Jesus yani comes only, you know, when people get to know the name and experience it. So that gives definitely depth and makes the name yani powerful.
There was a situation where somebody was trying to reach out to somebody, a close person in a relationship. And they always say God and Lord and the Lord, what have been and all this stuff. And that word is like generic to people. When you say like Yeshua, it brings his presence in your midst. But the person started to say Jesus wanted to. But it meant now, I'm not just talking about somebody 10,000 miles away. I'm talking about the Jesus that loves, and the Jesus that died for you, and the Jesus that heals. And so every time she would bring the name Jesus, and the name of this outreach, it made a change in the person's heart. Because of the power of the name Jesus. The presence of the name itself, I can say Rabbina loves you, that's one thing to say Yeshua. The name in itself brings the presence and the character of him in front of you. And who is asking this of you? Who is longing for your heart?
كما آية كده اطمنا في الآخر، يقول الكتاب إن يسوع المسيح هو أمس واليوم وإلى الأبد. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. ربنا مش هتغير، متغيرش. وده يدينا confident إن إحنا اللي المفروض نتغير ونعرفه أكتر. هو مش هتغير، هو زي ما هو lover of mankind. Christ is Emmanuel, God is with us, Savior. He is able to save and do more and more. He has never changed. والحاجة الثانية يمكن إنه when he said in Philippians إنه he humbled himself made himself of no reputation بعدين because of this God lift him and give a name above all names that all power and all everything under earth and earth should come and kneel down before Christ. Your name ده كمان عنده authority كمان. يعني النيم ده له authority على أي حاجة. الأثورتي واخدها من عمله مش من اسمه بس كمان. من اللي عمله كمان. وده طمنا إن إحنا لا هي عملنا إحنا صح ولا هي ثبتنا إحنا، ده عمله هو وثبته هو. ده بيخليني أعمل إيه بقى، أتحرك على السلم. عشان كده قال الرجل العاقل يبني بيته على إيه؟ على الصخر، والصخر عمره ما يلوف، عمره ما يتحرك.
وقال كمان أنا هو العامل فيكم أن تريدوا
أن تعملوا. مظبوط. يعني المسيح كل الدنيا تتغير حوالينا، هو ماله ثابت ما بيتغيرش. وده خلينا نطمن إن أنا رايح لحتة I'm going to somewhere who never change. هتغير. تنيمة تقول له إيه بتاعت رغم ان انا بتغير دايما انت امين ما تتغيرش. وعدك ثابت، لما وعدك صادق، لما بتوعد عن وعدك انت ما ترجعش. ليس عنده تغيير ولا ظل دوران، حتى لو يعني لو فرض هو لف يعني شوفش ظله، شوف هو ما بيتغيرش. conclusion الأخير يبقى they used what their name صح. first use the name of Christ to go with knowing him, asking according to his will and his character. So the first step before asking is knowing him better. Second, this name is above all names. No one can be saved out of his name. With this name, we should pray also that give us and give everyone hunger and thirst to know him better. Or by believing in him, we can, as they did, we can also do this. We have authority above all. كل اللي يخلي اسم المسيح ماله وما يسوى. عشان كده إبليس يقول don't mention him. His name. فكين الشياطين قال يسوع المسيح إيه ارحمنا صح؟ يعني ما قدرش قدام قوة الاسم ده. ما قدرش. آخر آية اسم الرب برج حصين. أركض إيه صديق وإيه؟ وأتمنى أهو كمان. جت حتة اسم الرب كمان. اسم الرب برج حصين. يركض إيه صديق وأتمنى. مش عارف إنجيز أبونا بقى.
أيوه.
The righteous run to it and are saved.
And are saved. Who's the righteous man? He fell down 7 times. What is? Zayana.
Yeah.